They're up to the Gemara, the Chav Beis, I'm on all of the two dots. Mishnah says, HaKelev Shenotel, dog took the biscuit and he went. Okay, we are on Daf Chav Beis Amal Aleph. So a dog that took, Mishnah said, a dog that took the charred biscuit and went to a granary and lit it, so he set it on fire. So for the charred biscuit, he pays. That's Shen. And for the Goddess, he only pays a half a Nezik. Only pays a half a Nezik. Because we'll soon see that how we treat the fire. Says the Gemara, eat what we learn. The Rebbe says, general rule, Isha, when you light a fire, the fire travels on its own. Why? You're responsible, Moshem Chitza of Yechai, because as if it's your arrow, your Kayach. Even though the fire travels on its own, you put the energy, you started it, so everything that every second the fire is moving and traveling and so on, consuming, it's your Kayach. The Shlokia says, Isha, Moshem Amanya. The Shlokia says, no. That it's just like any of your animals cause damage. It's yours, so this also, it's like your animal that caused damage. Why does the Shlokim like Rabbi Yechon? He tells you because chitzav, your arrows are different. It's your koyach. You put in the impetus, the force, and it propels the arrow. Hi, it's not your koyach. The fire goes on its own. The wind blows it as we had before. It's not you.
Is koyach is
chitzav
the same as tzroides?
No. It could be tzoros.
That's small, because tzoros is sort of like accidental, isn't it? So you're walking and then tzoros. So you're deliberately firing the
tzoros. Yeah, but we're not talking right now about the cover. We're just talking about the relationship. The relationship.
It's a secondary.
It's like tzoros. Except you pay full what do you call it? Nezik.
And if you damage with a chetz, what is it? Is chetz nezik like tzoros?
No. That's what I'm asking.
No.
So the nezik will depend if he's.
The tzoros is only by a person. It's only by an animal. By a person, those are just concepts of tzoros.
So you shoot an animal, it goes into the Rishus HaNizik and kills his
animal. By a person, those are just things as tzoros.
Because
all the law of sin that is. Yeah, exactly.
And if your car sprays somebody with things, your car responsible? Spray somebody with water and dirties him. Is it your car? Is it you or is it your car that did damage? If some rubbish comes out of a car and it's like a car throws a stone.
Yeah, your car is like your animal. Definitely.
Your gola.
Yeah. If your mammon has mamoshes, how less of mamoshes? What is it? A flame? The flame is not mamoshes. And the way Rashi, let's do Rashi. Rashi, Mishum Chitza, top of the page, Chayva Hakosav. The Tzaddik holds you responsible. The EU Kahav is as if you did it. That the Kizodi Chayz no different throwing an arrow. Mishum Mamoina, your respect. Mishum Mamoina, Kishodi Uboida, no different than your possessions. Shehizika. Ukasak that Rashi holds, Kasak that takes it completely out of Rashi, but Rashi learns the whole Gemara this way. The Ika Benayda, what's the name of Rechel Shlokish? Shlokish says, like, your possession. Rechel says, no, it's not your possession, doesn't matter, it's your force. The Nafkamina is, if you take someone else's fire, you took a coal that was already burning somebody else's, and you took it and you planted it in someone else's house. The Rabbi Yechel and Chayiv is still your koyach, the Chitzavay. But Shlokish Potter, the Lao Mine is not your money.
Why can't you say when he picks it up to take it, he's kind
of that? You rolled it, in a way you didn't make a kinyon. And even if you didn't make your ganif, the question is that enough to make your chayiv?
Yeah, but when you say the ganif is koina, what's up? Shut the ganif is
koina. Chayiv on this thing itself. Who said you chayiv for the? Who said? I mean, the pile you are. Taisa says, if you look at the beginning of Taisa, Isha Mishum Mamoina, claim a chayiv Mamoina Yeshboy. It doesn't mean like Rashi said the fire has to be yours. I feel he lit by Eishal Acha chayiv. Surely, if you lit around the fire, you chayiv. Can Achal pay a kindness? Okay, let's continue. It means only that the way you're responsible is like your possession chayiv. Rashi had the koyach deish me'elah he travels on zombie lelekel and goes to a distance. Holas by mamosha the shall have a flame hamazek the cause of the damage. The ain la mamosh has no substance here. Ki chayve rachmanos and chitzav the chayve. What is it? Just your koyach. Let's go through a couple of dinim. Says the Gemara tonight we learned the Mishnah right here. Hakelos and charada if a dog took his biscuit bishlem and then the dog. Now the dog set it alight, put it and took it to the silo there and set it alight. Now, if you learn that it's your arrow, it's your kayach, so it's your chay, because your fire is yours, right? The dog is yours, so it's the kayach of your dog that's setting it alight, and therefore your chayv. But if you learn that it's look at Rashi. Then even though the fire is not yours, the fire belongs to the owner of the biscuit. It doesn't matter. It's your dog. We brought it there for your chayiv. Because your possession, since the fire belongs to me, belongs to the owner of the biscuit. Why should the owner of the dog pay? The owner of the biscuit should pay. Hayesh lama mind about kelavu. Shlokh would tell you, you know what we're talking about here. He's not talking about the case that you just think that he took the biscuit and put it down. Over here, he's talking about that this dog threw it. The dog threw it, and therefore the dog threw it. And there are three damages that happened here. Damage number one is regarding the biscuit was eaten, consumed. Damage number two is where the biscuit landed. And damage number three is when the fire traveled. And you think that when the Mishnah says that you're chayv for damage number three, no, you're not. Because since it's mammon, and this is not your mammon, why should you be chayv? And the Baal HaGechel is not chayv, what did he do? So therefore, we know what we're talking about there. The eating, the consumption, that shen, where it landed, that is keren. And that's what you're paying for. But you're not paying for, and keren pays only chatz nezek. Or according to one of the day, it's shen, because it's regular, it's normal for an animal to throw these things. You take a potter for the godish, because it's not your mom. Rashi, it's like Gregel of Tzreides. You threw it. It's Keren because it's not normal. It's not your fire. You can't continue calling the rest of the silo Tzreides because that happened on its own. The wind came and blew the fire. That's why we talk as they went through it. Because if the dog were to put down the... What if the dog put down the coal? What about the fire and the rest of the Godish? The problem then is not the Godish. Of course it would be part of the Godish. It's not your coal. But where the Mokum Gecheles wouldn't have been... Because if the animal walked with the coal and put it down, which is perfectly normal, that's Nezik Shalom. Why you chay chatzin nezik? So and for the goddess you potter because it's not your mammon. And the Mishnah says you're paying only chatzin nezik. So it must be fine in a case that it's not normal, which is you threw it or straight it is. That you just put it down. So al charor al mokum gechel on both them. You pay nezik shalom because you put it down. It's common. It's normal. That's normal putting it down. So that's nezik shalom. Bala godish since he learns that it's a koyach. Who cares who the owner is? Bala godish mishalom chatzi nezik. Rashi Rav Yechon amar isha mishum chitzav mukum la. But al charor you put it down to urchin normally. Al charor nezik shalom the sheni shen. And the flax went inside the store. The dolka caught on fire with a fire from the candles from the storekeeper inside the store. And then burned down the entire building. Baal Gomel Chayv, who's Chayv, not the owner of the store, because he had every right to have a candle there, but the owner of the camel. But the owner of the store put the candle outside when he had no right to. Chenveni Chayv, then the owner of the store is Chayv. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends, but if it's Nei Chanukah, when the owner of the store had a right to put it out, they potter. Now, even though it's not your fire, it's the store owner's fire. But why you chayiv? Because it's your koyach. It's about gomel's chayiv. Understood? Chitz le gomelu. Elaman rosh meinim because it's your possession. The fire.
Your possession.
Who owns the fire?
The chenveni.
So why should about gomel be chayiv? It's not his mamayna. You just look and say you're chayiv because mamayna. It's not your mamayna. It's the owner of the chenveni. The owner of chenveni obviously is potter because it's an accident. But the owner of the the gomel should be potter. Yeah, but he's not the fire. Hi, eish lab mamoyin the bal gomelu. Why should we chayv? Oh, as long as you're right. 22:22. Oh, look, as you're right. The owner of the camel taking a chayv. You know what? Do you know what the owner of the camel did? The camel stood there and kept turning around and making sure that everything caught on fire. So he lit the fire from beam, like it says, from beam to beam to beam. So therefore, he's chayv because he set it directly on fire. It's not the fire traveled. When the fire travels on its own, you're chayv a moment. Here he's a mazik. Misach seches. Call Habida.
Yeah. The animal was terrified it was
spinning. Irrelevant. But the animal directly lit the fire on every single building and every single beam. Yeah. When the fire travels on its own, it's not your koyach. And therefore, you only chayk as mammon. Here, you did it. The animal did it. It's a mazik. This is like a keder, whatever it is. It's a mazik. The next case is if it was outside im, so the chemini put the camel outside. Why? The camel took it and he went and torched everything. Why in the world should the chemini be chayiv? Why should only the chemini be chayiv? The camel stood still, and while it was standing still, it torched every single part of this building. Because it was a very, very big bundle, and it was very everything.
What's the nafkin in
it? Well, then why did I finish it?
Inside or outside?
Oh, because inside the guy had no right; had every right to keep it in there. Outside the store owner's chayv.
If we're placing the onus on the gomel, if we're standing
no,
still,
we're saying the only if it's outside the chenveni is chayv because the chenveni had no right to put the candle. Freddy Gemara, before you had a chance to finish. Your question. So why should the chenveni be chayv? The camels decided to stand and torch the whole place down. Okay, the chenveni had no right to put the candle there.
Would he get burned as well?
No, obviously he didn't. But
that's the honest truth.
He has a thick leather saddle on his back that protects him from his bundle of hay that he's carrying.
But baal gomel chayv, on the camels be chayv. The camel stopped doing its natural things. It had to urinate. And therefore, the camel is like an honest. And you, the owner of the store, should have known that the animals stop sometimes to do their thing. And you put the candle outside. Anything that happens follows, it is your responsibility. So Ray Dimar explains now. Ray Shabal Gomel Chayiv in the beginning, when the owner had the candle inside, when he had every right to, the Baal Gomel Chayiv, the boy, the Fushe Betina. What did the Baal Gomel do wrong in the beginning? Because he shouldn't have overloaded him with that much stock. Sefer Chenveni Chayiv, the Loy Boy, Leila Nuchinet, the Broy, should have never put the candle outside. Okay, Toshma. So remember again, according to Shlokish, only Chayiv if it's yours. And every time we find that the chayiv for fire, someone else's fire, is talking about you actually took it and torched it directly. It wasn't that the fire traveled on its own. And according to Yechonon, it's chitz if it's your kayach. Even someone else, if it traveled on its own, your chayiv. We have a concept called kumen derabbanit, which is if I'm going to get killed for whatever I did, I don't have to pay the monetary damages that come with it.
Greater punishment patters you from the small.
Exactly. So hamadli gesa godish, you lit a granary. There was a goat tied up. The truth of the matter is irrelevant. It says even the goat was not tied up, you'd still be responsible for killing the goat. But then the Eved Samachoy, the Eved happened to be standing there, and he didn't move. He got killed. The Nisiv Imai got burnt as well. Then Chayev, you're potted for killing the Eved because he should have walked away. So you chayev the monetary damage. Since there's no Chiv of Misa here, you chayev the monetary damage. But how your Eved covers like, if the Eved was tied down and you killed the Eved with a fire, you just committed a murder and the din is your Chayev Misa. Then you're potted for all the money as well. The Gedi Samachoy, and there's a goat next to it. The Nisiv Imai got burnt. Potter, you are potter because come with the Rabbin. Now.
Part of the
strife is a gdi. And anything else, and the goddish. So if you killed the Eved, if the fire killed the Eved, you're the murderer because you did it. So therefore, come with Rabbin, you're potter, so machi potter. Elamandam isha mishim moine, but Ashlokish says that isha is like a cow committing damage. So if you lit a fire and you killed an Eved or any person there, you're not chai for murder. Because you didn't do it. It's your possession that did it. If your animal goes ahead and gores somebody and kills him, the animal gets killed, but not you. So the chayiv, where's the coming up and the coming here? I might potter. Ilu kotl to the avda. If your cow would have killed an Eved, hachi namid le mechayiv, would you be potter? Because coming up, of course not. Rashi. Eved, Rashi, vayigdi covers le gadish, le gadish, ever samach le gadish, gadish, vinish mechayiv, agdi vagadish, why? Vishen le di misa bishvil Eved, there's no di misa, shayla, but I should escape. Eved covered, but the Eved couldn't move. Vigdi samach le misa, vimay potter, agdi vagadish, the covered with the rabbinate. Why? Shahoidig Eved Neved Nedig. If you kill an Eved according to the Tanah, you get killed. The Chassid says, Nokum Yinokum. Imla Yamad, they say, Nokum Yinokum. Behind the Noka Gedi, what's the relevance of the Gedi here? Meshun the Mukmin and the Kamon. Later on, the Gemara is going to answer. The Gedi, the Chad be Eved, the Chad, the Chiddush here is that even though the owner of the Gedi is a different owner than the Eved, I'm Chai Misa to the owner of the Eved, and I'm Chai Mamma to the owner of the Gedi. Maybe there's no Kamon to Abene, the Begodish, the Eved, Lekal, Ukmahachi. Why not with the Godish the Eved to say that Misal that you know one to the Urcha the Milsal is because usually why is the Eved standing next to the Godish? Usually the Eved belongs to the Godish. The owner of the Godish sends the Eved go watch them and make sure everything's all right to pile them up nicely. So it doesn't make sense for the Eved and the Godish to have two different owners. But the Gdi could belong to somebody else. just watching. People normally send their Eved to go watch and observe their Gdish. And since by case number two, when the Eved is tied up, we have the Gdish. So we also mentioned Gdish tied up in the first case. So regarding the first case, we don't need the Gdish tied up because they're relevant. You're still responsible. The next one. By Gdish, you can't argue you should have ran away. So what's the relevance that was tied up? Shadi ain't boy das. The main coffers of some nami in the chayim in Mishul Pirkin. Show you again, my name. Take me right. Next side, Rashi. Im kotel tuli av the hachem le mechayim amanu. See, if cancer shoshim shagolim yitla dunim, you only pay $30. You might have right to Omer Shlokhi. Shlokhi say, you know what's talking about over here. You're right. If my money killed the Eved, I wouldn't be potter. It's talking about here. Hachem eskinen b'shehitzes b'gufishal Eved. You actually set a light to Eved itself. In this case, you killed the Eved, so you just come with the Rabbanei. You come with the Rabbanei. So what's the Chiddush? If you set the Eved alight, of course, everyone knows it didn't come with the Rabbanei. You're chayv and murder, you come with the Rabbanei. The Chiddush is, let's see, b'gdi dechad ve'eved dechad. The goat has one owner. The Eved has another owner. We would have thought that Misa Lazer, Mama Lazer, is exactly two, even though it's one Misa, two different payments, and therefore there's no Kamer B'Rabbanei. They're not tied together. Kamer Shalom, we look, because there's one Misa, it's Kamer B'Rabbanei.
So, Lachedah, the Ikah that we're focusing on in terms of the punishment is not, is how does the guy achieve Kapara?
Or
we're not focusing on
the restitution to the victim. I told you last time, there's two ways of pshat. Either pshat is that Bezin doesn't have the capacity to, for one maisa, to levy two punishments. So they have to choose the stricter one. So that's Yashir and Alakim. Only Abishir can make the punishment, but Bezin can't. And the other way of learning is that the fact that he took your life, that's the compensation. That compensation includes also the kapara for the money. What does the owner get from it? Nothing. But as far as your neshama is concerned, you've had a kapara.
The focus is on achieving.
That's one way of learning. The other way is we can only yeah. And the nafkamin is whether if the nizik goes to his estate and can take, and that it could, but if he did, he would take it back. So you want to invite Toshma coming here? Invite. We looked before. Hashaleich es abihida. If somebody sends a fire, biyad chelash in the hand of a chelash avikatan. He's potter within the Yodom, you're potter within the Yodom. He had a machid, he's like a Yechim before Haralim Shad, and Chayv within the Shemaim. Shloim the man dom Isham, Shem Chitza. If you learn that what? Fire is your Kayach, therefore it makes sense why you're potter. Rabbi Yechim says you're always potter, and Shloki says that you're Chayv. It makes sense you're potter, the Chitza of the Chedesh. Whose Kayach is it? Fire it travels on its own, and it's your Kayach. Whose Kayach is it? It's the Kayach of the Chedesh of a cotton, so why should be Chayv? El man dom Isham, one who says it because it's your possession. So if you gave your possession, so if you gave a cow to Chedesh of a cotton, of course you're responsible. So why should be potter by fire? Ilu masa shoyder le Chedesh of a cotton, hachinam le mechayv. So the Gemara says, you're right. And this, in fact, this is the Yisoid of the Machlekes Reshlokesh of Yechim he had before. And of Chaval. We even learned, Omer Reshlokesh, the Fudon base. Reshlokesh said, actually the Tesla base, Mashmei Dechizke Loishonu. You know what the Baraita is talking about? There's two ways of giving coal to a Chesh Begotten. Either it's lit or it's dying embers. When do we say that you're potter if it's dying embers? But if it was lit, if it was ablaze, then of course you are Chayiv. Because like you're giving them a cow, of course you're chayv. You gave them a call and they blew it up themselves, and you potter. Avol mosel lo shel heved. You gave them an open flame, of course chayv. Because like you gave them possession, your animal, a wild animal, and how can we hold them responsible? That's reckless giving to them. My time, a body as Ezekiel, you know for sure will be a hezek. However, Rabbi Yechon makes said no difference. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon holds it's a koyach, and therefore, since even if you gave an open flame, you gave a chedrukatan, whose koyach is it when the fire travels on its own? Not when you put it down. The fire travels from there, is a koyach of the chedrukatan, you potter. I feel it shall have his potter, because somebody holds tzafsa the chedrish kagorim, that it's the chedrish that makes it happen. When you know chayv gedish lokish, Adam. Tzafsa means attachment, like a tweezer. No, it's like what do you call it? Pliers.
That's
right. When did Rabbi Yechon say chayv if you handed the chedrach katan when it's so responsible at the muscle you gave them gavza silsa v'shraga? You gave them all materials to start a fire. Then you like put it in their hands and you put a streichling. So Rashi, so what we're looking right now, the machlekes we have for Rabbi Yechon Shlok is exactly he told the machlekes if isha meshum amoyin isha meshum chitzav. Rashi ilu masa Rashi chelz v'liba chelz loy domi l'shoy not like shoy the shoy mezumin lahazik the shoy you're responsible because it's ready to cause damage. Alhog chelz chedesh over le'hazik the chedesh did it. But he zeka mezumin if you gave him an open flame. His mamain, his zuvin hezek of having like a shirt. Beichad afilu shalav potter. The beichad hamed amar ishir b'chitza v'hocha chitza d'cheresh ein cheresh. Gavz el eitzi v'ash dry wood. Mil silsa eitzik tiny little twigs. Dakim the haivade pashay you're responsible. Amar v'zerov a kro. There's a pasuk umastita and there's a brayser. Misayeyel el beichad support of beichad's view that it's your koyach. Kro d'chsiv it says in pasuk he seitzei eish. The fire travels on its own. Seitzei me'atzva travels on its own. Then it says Yishalim Hamavir. It says the pasuk: if a fire goes out and travels on and burns down somebody's granary, is Shalim Yishalim Hamavir the one who lit it? Who lit it? It's only you travel on its own. It's a raya that even though travel on its own, it's your koyach. It's close like a biyachin. Hamavir is Havara, the one who lit the fire. Shma mina Isha Mishum Chitzav. It's your arrows. Rashi. He went and torched down the silo of his friend. He lit the fire on his own. The fire went on its own. He still considered as if he did it deliberately. He lit it. What's the masnita? The brayse says in Gemara masnita. What's the brayse? The Tanya, the brayse. Pasach hakosuf. This pasach begins with niskim a moinus. That's kiseitzei eish. The fire goes out on its own. You lit it in your own house, and the fire goes out on its own. And then v'sayim it concludes beniske gufo. It says hamade. You lit it. Loimach tell you that ishay meshul chitzav. The brayse says exactly what we just said. Rashi niskim a moinus. Ksiv kiseitzei eish mashem ma'atzis gufo de karle mavir. Says Gemara right. Omar Rav Zerove kashy labai. Abai had a question. Leman do amad ishay meshul chitzav. The one who holds that fire is like your arrows. We learned before, except according to Yehuda, that says I have come, that you're only responsible if it's visible. But if you hid things inside your granary, and I burned your granary down, I am potter for those things. So if as fire, isha mishum chitzav tamun be'eish, when it was hidden in the fire, the potter rachmona hechim mishkachla. Why should I be potter? Since it's my koyach, if I go myself and I destroy something, and inside that something else, of course I'm responsible. And since you're telling me that my fire is like I did it, so why should I be potter for tamun? V'nichle, and Abai resolved it to himself. Going, for example, Shinofla, where your arrow ended, where your koyach ended. How did your koyach end? You set fire to your own house, the back of your own house, and they had a fence there, and that fence would have obstructed the path of the fire. It would have impeded the path of the fire. It wouldn't have gone anywhere. But then the fence suddenly collapsed, not because of the fire. Suddenly a wind or somebody came, a car crashed and fell down, and now the fire traveled out. It's no longer your koyach, because when you set the fire alight, it had no way of getting there. It's no longer your koyach, and therefore, you're not responsible for tamun. The fire fell in chatzav. The fence fell down, not because of your fire. And then the fire now went beyond your perimeter. And it traveled into the next person, the neighbor's property. The caused damage in other person's chatzav. The hosm over there, kol lechitzav. You're no longer chayv al tzukoyach. And therefore, you're potter for tamun. So the obvious question is, so why are you chayv for the granary? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the only reason why you're chayv is because of my koyach. You just told me my koyach ended at my fence. So forget about tamun. I should be potter for the silo as well. Why am I chayfo? Yehachiv is a linya. Yehachiv in middle of Gimel and Aleph. Yehachiv so linya golin. I'm mikol lechitzav. So why am I chayfo the silo itself? L'chayda, you tell me I'm chay because it's my koyach, but my koyach ended.
This is the DSC,
Moshe. What does DSC mean?
The department of something rather an environment. They lit the back burner.
Oh yeah.
And they had a control. And there was a ruach she'ena metzuya, and it blew it, and out of control, and burned the whole thing.
So it wasn't a proper contained fire.
On
but they took normal proportions, but then came an extra factor.
When my son lives in Ramot, lives in the Ramot forest, so they had Lagwema fires. The forest caught fire, so they evacuated my son out of his house, because he's living in Ramush on the edge. And then all of a sudden he gets a call that he's got to go and do some work.
He
stuck into his house to get into his computer to do his work.
Elamandi islay mishum, it's pretty dangerous. Must be that now the Gemara changes his mind after a whole blot. That even though Rabbi Yechon said it's your arrow, it's only where it's possible. But if it's not possible, your arrow, you're still chai because it's your mom. Islay nami mishum amoinai. It's also because of your mom. So you had a fence, and therefore, beyond the fence, there's no longer chitzav. But why is it mamon then? Because you should have fixed the fence and you didn't. So because you didn't fix the fence, it's your chai for the mamon, but it's no longer your chitzav because the poil beyond the fence is no longer your koyach. You're going to the goyder the hasam shayruhu v'loy shayruhu. It's only considered his shayr. The loy tova bapi, it didn't close in front of you. It's like you have an animal inside your thing, you left the door open. So the same thing here. You had the fire ended at your perimeter. So therefore you're not chayv beyond that point, because when you lit the fire, there was a fence there. Then the fence collapsed, you should have built a stronger fence. So therefore, als mamun you chayv, but not als chitzav. And that's why you're chayv for the goli, but you're potter for the tamun. Freddy Gimor of Chimaacha, now that you're telling me after all this, demand the Islam Mishum Chitzav, Islam Mishum Amoino, that Rabbi Yechon holds of both. So my benai, what's the difference between the two? Now, according to Taisa, is a good question. According to Rashi, of course, there's differences if you lit someone else's fire. Taisa holds it makes. According to Rashi, even if you lit with someone else's fire, Rish Lakish says you're potter. And why you chayv? Every time you lit, you chayv because you went and torched directly the houses. You torched everything directly. You went to the Eved and you torched them directly. That for sure remains. And another difference would be is if whether you learn as koyach or not is you chayv mishum abad vorim. If it's koyach, as if you did it, and you have to pay and as you know ripu tzara shavus. But if it, sorry.
The person.
Yeah, but not Baishas, we'll see in a minute. But if your animal didn't chayv, let's quickly do the long Rashi here. V'chima'acha, the man, about five lines, about the white lines. V'chima'acha, the man, the Islam, the Chitzav, the Islam, the Shem, the Moina, my benai, the Hege, the Gechele, Shalai, he said, it was your call. My Ika, in a case which was your call, if it wasn't your call, there's a very big nafka between the two way Rashi learns. Because the Shalak is your pot, that's not yours. But what about was your call? Ebaze, my Ika, the Bechel, the Mechayla, the Shem, the Tarti, the Shalak, the same thing. If the ko is yours, now be pleased. They're still arguing. Even if it's your isha, your fire. We're talking about your fire, and he still says it's your koyach. Might have come in if it's your fire, if it's your koyach, or if it's a minor. Hey, the chel shloi, if it's his ko bishloi, my ad has to know shamin and mishum chitzav your koyach davke. Well, I'm a shum minor. It's not because it's yours. Could I'm a mammon is be mammosh, and the reason was because mammon has some substance. Hold less mammosh. He can a big chilik. Hey, he's a minor. Less a chitzav. In the case with his mammon. Let's say, we said before this, let's say the mammon, there's no, if till now when we thought that the shlokish holds only because your possession, of Yechon holds only because of Kayach, the big enough gemina, if it ends by your fence, you're going to be your pot, according to shlokish, you're still chayiv, because it's your mammon. Ki hach the nof legeder, the defense fell in, the kolo lechitz of it ended your Kayach, the man nomish of chitz of davke the potter, av lachash to the tavay your chayiv, not that Yechon holds his chayiv, because of both, my benayu, lechayiv bedalot vorim, the man nomish of chitz of Kayach, nami mechayiv leim sarif isha yad odom. You burnt down somebody's hand, you have to pay four things. Nezik Taharipi Shevis, but Boishas Loy. Why not the fifth thing, Boishas? Because Abimish the Pirkin and Chayav al Boishas that she miscaven. Boishas in a Chayav unless it's deliberate. Here it wasn't. Aval Darod Vorim Chayav, the Pshi, it's your negligence. You have a fence, you should have fixed it. The Havale Lasuka Daita Shirog Malichos, you should have known the wind would blow. Because Abimish the Pirkin, or general. You know that in general, you should have been more vigilant. You know that the wind can blow it away. We're talking about a normal wind. Nothing in a gag, but we learned before that if something was on your roof and the wind blew it down, you chayiv dalot vodim. Upotter ala boishes. You always potter on boishes because it's not deliberate. The man that mashuv amoyne potter. The one that says mama and you're a potter, but the one that says chitzav you're chayiv. The mama and you only chayiv for money. You don't pay anything else. Oh, shalom aleichem. Wodi nami dika benaya kol handelil. All those before kelle the gumbel. The man that mashuv chitzav chayiv the amoyne. It's your mama. But avagav the lav chitzav is not your arrow. The chitzav avagav the amoyne isle. He holds that we the man the lesle chitzav. Potter. One holds and holds the koyach is potter. Elu kem zachleches. In the case of the bira and the camel, the only time a kodesh lagish chayiv is if you went and torched directly, or the camel went and torched directly the house. If it didn't just stand and set a fire, you're potter. Or you killed the eved. If you set a fire in a house and you kill somebody, you're not charged with murder according to the shlokish. You only if you physically went and deliberately lit the person. According to Yechon, you are charged for murder. Can you give me a little big dafke minutes? But hide the nokah dalal dvorim. You should not feel the hechdi gechelus shalai. The coal is his. Mashbaloi. The eschilu b'divrein. Why mention dalal dvorim? Because we're talking about even the coal is yours. There's enough minutes. But the milsa the shkiach is coming. The pia meida shemaiti have a lusher lishan ilili. The first lusher I like better, and there's no first lusher in Rashi. And everybody tries to wonder what the first lusher is. The mashal, but you know, let's talk about it.
So when we say coming to the rabbi, it's only in the.